This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username that will allow you to bring up anything you want to discuss. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Brett the Nod, back behind a microphone here on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm terrific. It's so nice to be back for the first time since August 2014. How about that?
Has it really been that long?
Since I've been on the show, yeah.
Jeez. You were on for a period of time. You'd moved out to Keene for a temporary basis, and we had John on a weekly basis, and it was great.
Yeah, I was just in the process of exploring the state at the time, and I spent, I think, 6 or 7 months out here in Keene.
And now you're back out in the Manchester area. You've got a fancy apartment with a really nice studio. I was there just the other day.
Thank you. And, yeah, and I'm actually looking for my next stop after Manchester.
That's right. You're planning another move somewhere inside New Hampshire.
I like to move every year.
Really?
Yeah.
That is unusual, don't you think? I mean, moving's kind of a hassle.
It is. It's a major hassle, and I feel like my feet are planted pretty firmly where I am right now, and I fancy myself a bit of a minimalist.
Okay.
So I do like to just have enough stuff that I'm, you know, comfortable picking it up and taking it someplace else.
Relatively but, quickly, small load of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, a U-Haul truck full.
I don't know if that's a minimalist. If you are
a minimalist is like two suitcases.
Yeah, like if you can put it in one car, I would say that's a minimalist.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist with respect to like a U-Haul truck.
Okay.
Like I don't need the 25 footer.
You don't
I
have
could
a storage facility. You're keeping everything in
I
one.
I do
place.
Have a storage.
All right, you're
facility.
Definitely not a minimalist. Then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, what do you mean?
I said I fancy myself a minimalist.
Oh, okay,
I didn't say I actually met the definition.
You would like to be a minimalist, ideally at some point in the future.
I would like to get rid of a lot of stuff that I have, but I am very attached to my home studio for School Sucks.
Well,
so,
yeah. I mean, I'm the same
I fancy
way.
Myself as rich and not having to work, but that's not true either.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. I like to keep it simple. I like to keep life simple. I like to have as few things in my life as possible, but in order to do the things that I do, I have to have certain stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a certain minimum that I have to maintain, but I would prefer to not have that much. But I do. Anyway, if you want to tell us about your keeping stuff habits, our number here, 855-450-FREE. I don't know why you keep pointing at my screen, Mark. I can't read sign language, and I don't know what you're trying to tell me. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So you're telling me you have some sort of article you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay.
We were discussing that Milo Yiannopoulos fellow before the thing, and I've got that article.
Yeah, I'll give a little background.
Yeah, who is this?
He is a writer for Breitbart, and I think he really became more prominent with the whole Gamergate scandal a couple years ago.
Okay.
And he is currently out on a kind of provocateur tour of America's colleges and universities, trying to stir up some crap with the people that he would pejoratively refer to as social justice warriors, trying to tell them why they are wrong about many of their impassioned causes, and it's causing quite a bit of trouble, as I think Mark will get into here in a second.
One of the things that really sort of rankles, folks on the other side from him is that he is homosexual.
Yes.
Right? So it's much more difficult for somebody who, the social justice warriors span the gamut, but...
Yeah, what is a social justice warrior?
It's the new iteration of what used to be called politically correct.
Okay.
So, they want you to sort of accept everything. And
accept anything that goes against what they accept.
Right.
Right. So it's tolerance to the point of intolerance. So if you were like more traditionally conservative or you had religious attitudes towards gay marriage, you would not be that. That's intolerable. So it's kind of funny that it's tolerance taken to the point of intolerance.
Okay. And, that sounds accurate.
So the biggest issues right now within the social justice movement are Black Lives Matter and feminism, but also cultural sensitivity is another big one. Have you heard the term cultural appropriation?
Yes. I've probably heard it, but I couldn't.
We talked about this on the air with the Halloween costumes.
Where you're not supposed to wear certain costumes.
Cultural appropriation is when you act like something somebody else decides you're not.
Okay.
So if, for instance,
so it's offensive for someone to wear an Indian costume, an American Indian costume, when they were a white person, was the idea?
Right. I suppose, but many American Indians people that self-identify as American Indians look awfully white to lots of people. So this gets to be a very complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly there are costumes and ways to dress that are insulting to other groups. But, just because somebody wears a Cinco de Mayo T-shirt doesn't mean that they, you know, hate everybody from Mexico. That's,
Could just mean they like to party.
Right, and it's, ridiculous because Cinco de Mayo doesn't, whatever, yeah.
But it's not an aggressive act. See, like, if this was a legitimate response to aggressive acts against certain types of people, whether they were women or black or homosexual, fine. Justice is a real concept that I think a lot of people strive for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is now, in the realm of cultural appropriation, it's like attacking people for their ignorance in dressing up like a Native American or eating Chinese food would be a form.
That's offensive to some people?
Yeah, there was recently a dust-up in a college cafeteria over this. They didn't want them to be serving certain types of food because it was culturally appropriative. Now, you give these people an inch, and I think there's a lot of timidity towards this, like, hey, stop. And this is what Milo is all about. And he has this suit of armor, and he'll say this. He goes on Fox News. He goes on other...
What's the suit of armor?
That he's gay.
Right.
So he'll say...
Right. He is not a heterosexual male, so therefore they can't just train the cannons on him and boom, boom, boom. you white men that are heterosexual and cisgendered have ruined everything. Well, I'm like, but hey, I'm just a minority of one over here.
It's kind of like the approach of if you want to criticize the military, get a veteran out to do it, right?
Right. That's the approach.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So Milo, what's his name? Milo what?
Yannopoulos.
All right.
And
Yiannopoulos.
Is he Greek?
Yes. But he's actually, the name is Greek. He is actually British. He has a British accent.
Ah, okay.
He's a handsome, well-dressed man. And
as you'd expect.
He's very well-read. He's very bright. And he goes to
He's tearing them up.
Yeah, he goes to these colleges and he presents them with facts. And it is not going well on a lot of these campuses.
Yeah, a little bit here. He says, in 2016, battle lines will be drawn on one side. The people of all colors, genders, and orientations are rallying around the flag of freedom of speech. On the other, a nasty set of authoritarians are rallying around around a flag that identifies as a flag only on Mondays and uses thee and them as pronouns and will get you fired or expelled from school if you forget it. Let me explain. In 2015, I saw the seeds of a movement begin to sprout across the internet. Even in fear-gripped halls on campuses, young people began to stand up and challenge the humorless, divisive, identity-obsessed elites that have taken over our cultural discourse. Now, I really should give a trigger warning at this point. If you are a social justice warrior, you may be triggered by what I have to say. So it's time to turn off the radio and go play with your Legos and blow some bubbles and find your safe space, because this is somebody who disagrees with those folks. And I think that I absolutely do agree with them. Colleges are places of learning. This stuff is rampant on university campuses, more likely than colleges, and it needs
Why more likely? Why is it more likely to be on a university campus versus a college? Isn't that just a funding difference or something? What's the difference between the two?
So here's one theory, and I'd be interested to hear what you think, too. College campuses really due to the faculty are places that are significantly shielded from reality.
Right.
Most of these people who are explaining the world to these young kids have never been out in the real world. So
that's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll continue the discussion, 855 450 free, if you want to join us.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You're invited here to share with us whatever happens to be on your mind. We're talking about someone who's really stirring it up on college campuses, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yep.
And we're going to get back into that or get deeper into what exactly is going on there. He's challenging a lot of the the beliefs that some of these college students have of cultural appropriation and safe spaces and things like that. Our toll-free number...
Third wave feminism.
Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're familiar with this person and his work. You're on a college campus, want to share your experience, please do. 855-450-3733. Also join us through Skype, at Skype username lrn.fm. If you're using the internet, you need to be protecting yourself, and you just can't expect, you know, the corporations out there to do it for you. You've got to take steps. You've got to go through the, you know, the trouble. There's a little bit of hoop jumping you have to go through if you want to protect yourself on the internet. One of those hoops you can jump into is ProXPN. They will give you your privacy back. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. There's apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Plus, ProXPN, unlike other VPNs, keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com. Brett Vinat joining Ian and Mark in the studio here for our live Saturday show. And Brett, you've been telling us, and Mark, I guess you've got a story about this guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, how he's stirring it up out there on college campuses.
Yeah, he's in his article here. He's talking about what college campuses are like, and he describes, people who are, I guess, what he calls social justice warriors, you know, the PC police, these kind of folks, as humorless, divisive, identity obsessed elites.
Now, wait a minute.
That have taken over cultural discourse.
Okay, but you said you feel like that would be more so at a university than a college, and I don't think you ever really explained why that would be.
Yeah, I was in the process of explaining that, but there's a culture that's set up in the universities because I think a lot of the professors themselves are shielded from reality. So one way,
but
that
not at a college.
No, colleges and universities. Are we?
Mark said that there was a difference between university and college.
I want to make sure that we're talking about. So I'm not talking about your local community college isn't infested with social justice warriors. What I'm saying is the larger the institution, the more usually the older and more prestigious it is, the more likely they're going to have people who have never worked a day in their lives there who want to optimize the language in a way they understand the power of language. They want to optimize the language in a way that they feel is going to shape the world in the fairest fashion that they want to shape it. And, you know, they believe that, for instance, you know, they just don't care about people who are whatever traditional, roles there are out there. If you had your day, then, you know, now's the time for other people to have their day. So if you're male,
but
then you're
out. What's the difference between a university and a
university
college?
Is school after 16th grade. So a college.
So universities have more than 4 years, is the idea?
That's correct.
Okay.
I would say it's a problem, but in this case, it's a problem that applies to colleges and universities.
That's what I would think. I mean, I hadn't heard there was a difference really between the leftiness.
Some are better than others,
places.
And the smaller the place, I think the less of a difficulty you're going to have.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I agree with what Mark's saying about the age of an institution and the kinds of people that it attracts. So, I mean, one name that's probably come up on Free Talk Live in the past is Paul Krugman. Somebody who has a tremendous following of young, naive economic students, but hasn't really actually spent much time in the real world of economic thinking. Mm-hmm. I talked to a professor recently on my show, William Boyce. He's a Mises scholar, and he runs apologize for forgetting the name of it right now, out at Arizona State University, so this is quite a feat, runs some kind of free market-focused school out there. He said, you know, I graduated from my PhD program in economics back in probably the 60s, I'm guessing. He went out into the work world of economics and realized he didn't know the first thing about how economics actually work. Hmm. So that's the idea of shelter, but that's actually being transferred now to students in ways that it really hasn't been before in this whole concept of the safe space, which is very much a kind of intellectual safe space. people
meaning
feel
safe from being challenged intellectually.
It's not presented that way by them. They say safe from being offended or made uncomfortable or scared by certain types of speech. But how do we grow intellectually and emotionally? Through being challenged, right?
How else would
intellectually
you grow, right?
And otherwise. And now they're saying they want protection from those kinds of challenges. And that's exactly where this guy, even though I don't agree with him about everything, Milo, because he loves Donald Trump. He calls Donald Trump daddy. I don't agree. I'm not down with all that, right? But
you can handle the marketplace of ideas, borrow a phrase from Rush Limbaugh there. You know, I mean, it's in many cases, I think the best way to spread ideas is to sort of gently talk to people about them. But there's sometimes when ideas get in a gladiator pit and they clash.
Right.
And that's fine.
And that's what those institutions are supposed to be about, deliberating through those kinds of controversies, and people grow because of it.
Now college professors are complaining because they have to give trigger warnings on things like Shakespeare and stuff, and it gets at some point or another, it's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, yeah, you're going to read an old book and they're going to use the standard male and female gender paradigm. And that is not an insult to you, you little baby. Right. Like, that's it. You know, if you have to go suck your thumb in the college provided safe space and play with the Legos and bubbles, I'm not kidding you. They have these things, the little places for people to decompress who can't handle the notion that literature had a male and female paradigm in it.
Yeah, I was about to say, now, Mark, you're doing something wrong there by saying bubbles and Legos. That's clearly a violation. But unfortunately, Mark is telling a true tale. There are actually rooms with locks on the doors and maybe pads on the walls where people can go and they can color.
Yep.
And they can play with blocks if they feel scared or uncomfortable with what is going on outside. And I see this to be as vindicating as it is for me, a man who runs something called the School Sucks Project.
That's right.
That the output of government schools produces this kind of situation in quote-unquote higher education. Yes, that makes me feel like I've been right about a lot of things, but it's also terrifying when you think about how it will show up in the future.
And
yeah, no doubt.
Many of these people with their, you know, whatever their largely useless degrees, and I don't say that to
most of them are going to leave school at some point and then get out into the real
most
world.
Most college students are graduating with largely useless degrees.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say some MBAs are worth it, but you know, like things like doctor, engineer, lawyer, these people need degrees. After that, I'm of the opinion communication degrees, lousy. You know, if your French horn degree, yeah, sure. If you're going to go play in an orchestra for a living, that it was worth it. But otherwise, it was a big useless. Your gender studies, only if you're going to be a gender studies professor, and we have plenty of those.
The toll-free number tonight for you to join us here at live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our number, 855-450-FREE, is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, the number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype in. The Skype username is lrn.fm.
If you live long enough, you're going to have heart issues, whether it's high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, clogging the arteries, whatever it might be. It's going to happen if you live long enough. So it is a certainty for everyone. What they found in, 1998, there was a Nobel Prize for science given out to a team of scientists who worked on nitric oxide and what it did for heart health. There's a guy that was on that team that has now put together a supplement because it's really difficult to get this nitric oxide into your system. Well, he's worked on a supplement. That supplement's called Super Beats. I'm taking it every day. It is great. I just mix it with water and take it as a quick shot, but you can mix it in with a smoothie or a yogurt or whatever it might be. They make it with non-GMO beets, but there's no beet taste to Super Beats. It's a berry flavor, and it's great. Plus, you'll feel the energy from Super Beats within 20 minutes as it raises the dietary nitrates in it, raises your nitric oxide levels in your body. It comes with little strips that you can test your nitric oxide levels just by licking them. And you'll be amazed at seeing the color differences like I was. Try this out because you can get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll get the nitric oxide indicator strips, plus you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes with free shipping. All you got to do is go to FTL, this isn't Free Talk Live, FTLbeats.com, or give them a call at 800-951-8940. FTLbeats.com, 800-951-8940.
Okay, so we've been discussing this character who's been appearing on college campuses, Milo Yiannopoulos, and we've sort of scratched the surface of what he's been talking about, and apparently it's been really stirring things up. We'll continue that discussion coming up here. First, we'll go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Tom, listening in Nashua, New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, do you know what the job of the Canadian Senate is?
No, I don't know much about the Canadian parliamentary system or whatever it is.
Hopefully it's to keep the crappy bills passed by the Canadian House out of the Prime Minister's hands.
No, it's the exact opposite. Their job is to pass whatever the House of Commons passes. It's like royal assent. It is automatic. And the reason I'm bringing that up is to contrast the job of members of the delegates to a Republican convention. In fact, the thing I've spoken about before, how the state convention can nominate electors who won't vote for Donald Trump, even if he wins the nomination and even if he wins in that state, is an excuse. Let's say somebody's running for state representative on the Republican ticket here in New Hampshire, just for example. And you say, well, what do you think about Donald Trump? And they wonder, what difference does that make? They're running for state representative. Well, if you win the Republican nomination for state representative, that automatically makes you a delegate to the Republican state convention. And then you get to vote on whether to pass, you know, it's usually automatic.
Are you one of these things, Mark? Are you one of these delegate people?
Yeah, I'm a delegate to the state convention for the state of New Hampshire, but that doesn't give me the ability to vote on a candidate. That gives me the ability to vote on the state platform.
It also, one of the things in a presidential year, one of the things it does is it's usually routine, like royal assent on a bill in the Canadian Parliament. It's they have these four hand-picked Republicans to be the presidential electors, and it's the convention that nominates them to be presidential electors. So, but usually it goes without any opposition. It's just a routine thing that they just figure everybody's going to vote for it as if they were the Canadian Senate.
And right, I'm a little lost here.
Yeah, I don't even know when they vote for it.
Let me see if I can follow this here. What you're saying is that everyone who runs for state rep in New Hampshire, whether they win or not, is essentially on some sort of committee, a large committee, because it would be a lot of people who could run for state rep here. There's 400 state reps. So
Republican
a large
nominees. They have to, if they win the nomination, that qualifies,
which is pretty easy to do, because most in a lot of places there's just not even anyone running. So all you have to do is run to win.
I got nominated.
And so Mark is one of these people. You didn't run for state rep. There was some other way that you got elected.
I ran as a delegate to the state convention.
Yes, so apparently you can just run for delegate as well. And so Mark did this. So what you're saying is the delegates meet and then the delegates select the people who go and vote for Donald Trump or whoever?
The Republican Party big shots select who are going to be the Republican electors of president and vice president, and they present them. I've been there. They present these people to the Republican State Convention and ask the Republican State Convention to go ahead and approve a motion to nominate these four, and these four will be the Republican. And it, like I say,
but they don't have to. The state convention could decide to not do what the bigwigs want them to do, is what you're saying.
Imagine that. They could do what the bigwigs don't want them to do.
And what would that be in this case? I mean, it's not like there's any difference between the Republican candidates.
Well, the Republican bigwigs don't want Donald Trump in office or as their nominee. And Donald Trump is, at this point, presumptive, although it looks like Ted Cruz has got a couple of caucuses.
Today.
These caucuses, I don't know. I guess I don't like being from a state with primaries. I think caucuses are dumb. A bunch of adults standing around in church basements, walking around in corners, deciding who's going to have the nuclear codes sounds insane to me.
Well, what's going on here is that Republican state convention usually they support they want, and so does the Republican Party big shots want electors who will faithfully vote for the Republicans for president and vice president. But you can pick four people who will vote for, just as I say, Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina, if the Republicans win in New Hampshire. So you go to the polls.
Which, of course, would do nothing, right? I mean, you're talking about two candidates who basically left the race.
But if they get the electoral votes for New Hampshire, that means Donald Trump and David Duke don't get them. I'm making a wisecrack here that David Duke is going to be the running mate of Donald Trump. But
opposing Donald Trump for president.
Exactly. And by
I'm sorry, I'm so confused about all this internal party politics, but I thought, Mark, you said that the bigwigs don't want Donald Trump to get elected.
He's just pointing out a way that people could use the system to stop Donald Trump from being the nominee. But I got to say, Tom, that's what Republicans want, right? I mean,
so
if the majority of people are voting for Donald Trump, shouldn't he be the nominee for the Republican Party?
No, the delegates did not make any pledge saying ours is not to reason why, ours is just to do or die. In fact, at the beginning of the convention, they pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can come back to college campuses here, but Brett, curious, what do you think of this whole election situation?
Oh, my gosh. That's really going to open a shipping container filled with snakes.
Okay, great.
I like that. You know, I felt in the past presidential elections just so much more self-assured. Like, I really knew the answers. I really knew how to feel about everything that I was observing. Maybe it was simpler in the days of Ron Paul, but I find myself just increasingly confused about what's going on right now. Really, really trying to get my mind around the success of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, two entirely different issues and explorations, of course. But the appeal of Donald Trump is very, very frightening to me for a number of reasons. And
is that a surprise? I mean, people are pretty authoritarian, so Donald Trump seems to fit right in with that.
This, even though I understand it, that people want something different, people are angry, he speaks to that. The vacuousness of a lot of his talking points responses, it's really, really troubling to me, even though more vindication for School Sucks Project.
Yeah, but vacuous is a good word. I feel like I've dumbed down when I watch him speaking sometimes. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. We'll continue on discussing college campuses and one guy who's really stirring it up, gay guy named Milo Yiannopoulos. He's on a speaking tour right now that is offending all manner of different college students and staff. We'll tell you more about that. You can also share your experience, your thoughts. Maybe you have been on a college campus recently as a student or a faculty, and you want to comment on the oppressive nature of some of the things that have been going on there. The free speech is in serious threat on a lot of these college campuses. If you're saying things that certain people don't like to hear, then all of a sudden you'll find out that there isn't free speech on college campuses as much as they might like you to believe. We'll continue that discussion with Brett Vinat from the School Sucks Project at School Sucks Project. Is it .com?
.com.
SchoolSucksProject.com. Great podcast, video cast. Let's go, though, first to Ralph, listening in New Jersey.
Yeah,
you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah. Hello. Yes. How are you?
Hey, go ahead.
I feel very well now, by now. I'd like to believe that the question should be asked to Obama about, you know, this, you know, quote-unquote Black Lives Matter. Because there's no, you know, doubt in anyone's mind, at least in my mind, there's no doubt that he's taking the side of these people, number one, and he's throwing his support with these people. But that being said, the question should be asked, okay? Does white racism has anything to do with, you know, the Black Lives Matter?
Does white what?
Racism.
White racism.
White bigotry. White bigotry, I should say. White racism, white bigotry.
First of all, I just want to point out, I don't agree with your premise. You said that Barack Obama is taking the side of Black Lives Matter.
He did meet them in the White House.
He met them. Well, that doesn't mean anything unless he
says here, PBS, Obama defends Black Lives Matter's movement.
Sure, talk is cheap. Unless Barack Obama actually stops police abuse of you know, people, black people, I guess specifically in this case, then he obviously doesn't care about black people's lives.
Or do something to advance and uplift the plight of blacks in this country. As I said before, this is not only a marginal group. In public opinion, they get a narrow support, okay? And what the answer
you're saying,
is for,
you're saying Black Lives Matter has narrow support in public opinion. Okay.
I'll prove it to you.
All I'm saying is just because some politician sits down with you for, you know, an hour and talks and makes some sort of public statement doesn't mean that they're actually going to do something for you. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You know, it's one thing for Barack Obama to pander to black people to make it look like he actually cares about the fact that they're being, you know, attacked by police more often statistically than other racial groups. You know, he can act like that, but until you know, he does something as the executive of the United States to change that situation, because he, you know, he's the top cop, basically. Then, you know, it's all just talk. It's just talk from a politician. It means nothing.
Yeah, I think that the left for a long time, at least going back to the 1960s, has basically, especially in the ivory towers of the left in academia and in political, like policy making, they've said, okay, who's going to be our next victim sock puppet? You know, is it going to be women? Is it going to be immigrants? Is it going to be black people? And I forget who came up with the phrase, the soft bigotry. Have you guys heard that before? The soft bigotry. Yeah, the soft bigotry of low expectations. But all these conversations about, oh, what are we going to do for black people? I question the premise of that question. Like, wouldn't there be, why is the conversation beginning with this assumption that black people don't have responsibility like we all do? Because I think they do. Most black people know they do. And I think that when the left panders to them, a lot of people who are black are really insulted by that. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of these times, like whenever there's a racial flare-up and Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson shows up, you can hear black people in the crowd going, get away from us. You know?
Yeah, you're not
you
our
don't
leader.
Speak for us. You're right. Not our leader. You know, and they just kind of position themselves in the front of the parade to take advantage of whatever this highly emotional situation is.
And the media does focus on them because they're something familiar.
Oh, yeah. It's a super inflammatory issue, so the media love it. Every chance they get to jump in front of it, they do.
And that's interesting, the soft bigotry of low expectations. Michael Gerson, by the way, is credited with that. The idea is that somehow people who aren't of whatever the elite gender and ethnicity is, and now we're told that genders and ethnicities are just social constructs. So I'm not even sure if I'm allowed as somebody who might be identified as a white male to even use that terminology. But I'll just go ahead and go out on a limb here. Is the idea that somebody doesn't fit into that paradigm is, well, less should be expected from them. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that somehow manage to break through that. Mm-hmm. Maybe the glass ceilings don't exist except in the minds of people who allow them to.
Yeah. And I think that we also can't deny that government actions have hurt, black people by and large. I don't want to use the phrase the black community. I don't know what that means. There's no white community.
Yeah, it depends on what over time, what time frame we're looking at. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the militarization of police, the drug war, the welfare state have all had
disproportionately affected blacks.
But it's had a negative impact on black people. But I don't want to get sucked into, like, what are we going to do to help black people kinds of conversations.
Well, what because you can
get the government out of the way.
Well, yeah, right. What you can do to help black people and all people, because to me it's all lives matter. I'm not one of the Black Lives Matter supporters, but I think, you know, their lives matter too.
Saying all lives matter apparently is an evil thing to do.
Offensive. Well, yeah. Anyway, I think it's true. And that includes the government lives. You know, I want to see the government people become good neighbors. I want to see them treat their neighbors with respect and leave people alone who wish to be left alone. I think that right now, you know, the government guys are doing some bad things to a lot of people. And so if Barack Obama actually cared about this, he could rein in the war on drugs, for instance. That's one thing. You know, could reschedule the different drugs on the drug schedule, stop the DEA from enforcing the insane war on drugs, and basically shut it down. He could do that as the president. He has the ability to control the DEA, I believe. And so, you know, that would affect black people's lives and other people's lives as well. And that would actually, you know, help a lot of people be more free and, you know, not be in prison. That'd be a big change, I think, a step in the right direction. And then, as you said, Mark, get out of the way. Well, that's more of a local government thing because they stand in the way of poor people. And, of course, poor people tend to disproportionately be of minorities. But standing in the way of all poor people from creating wealth for themselves by creating government regulations that basically prohibit people from starting their own business and getting out of the rat race and creating, you know, some sort of product or service that they can market, it's the government that stands in the way. So you've got government standing in the way of black people and others from creating their own wealth for themselves, not working for someone else. And so therefore, well, if they can't start their own business legally, well, then let's go sell some drugs, because that's one way you can start your own business without having to ask some government permission.
Not in most metros. You know, you can't start your own business by selling drugs. You'll get knocked off by the people who claim the particular territories. So,
okay.
Yeah, that makes it very difficult. In many cases, I can tell you in Chicago, it's been reported that people that choose to work for gangs and sell drugs oftentimes make less than minimum wage for the amount of hours they put in.
Wow.
They could do better by putting on the McDonald's uniform and smiling while they hand you a bag of pink slime than what's that?
I've never heard those statistics before.
Once the industry gets locked down enough, the money tends to flow uphill, right?
Huh.
So That's all I'm saying. I don't know the specifics. I certainly have not infiltrated.
Normally the reason you get into selling drugs is because there's good money in it. So I can't imagine
you
why.
You might get into drugs because you don't feel like you have any other selling drugs because you don't have any other options. There's not there's not other options in your neighborhood.
I've never met those people, but I don't live in those neighborhoods, I guess. Yeah. So.
And, you know, back to the issue, like, we can focus on what the government does, but I also think that the Black Lives Matter movement needs to be called to the carpet as well. And I think this is a phenomenon, by and large, and it doesn't matter cause or race, individuals are certainly capable of being smart and reasonable. Groups are usually idiots. You know, once you have that kind of collective mass hysteria momentum, and because this is by and large a movement, a fairly low information movement for young people who lack a kind of historical perspective, they are superimposing the racism that they learn about in college, like 1960s Mississippi, 1870s, Reconstruction South, onto their experience in the world in the 21st century. And it's not the same. It's a disconnection from reality. So I think that, yes, racism exists. Yes, the experience for different races, there's definitely a distinction, but they can't apply, you know, that harshness of the 1960s or the Reconstruction South onto their experiences today. And I wish that would be clarified.
Our toll-free number tonight here, 855-453. You can join us on the radio waves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Hour 2 coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
303-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.